That's from the Howard League for Penal Reform, who threatened the government with legal action over the situation at four secure training centres, including one here in Kent. The warning comes after figures revealed that there were 111 incidents of physical restraint used on children each month at the four centres. Laura Janes is the acting legal director at the Howard League and joins me on the line now. Thank you for being with us.
Good afternoon.
What types of children and young teenagers find themselves at the Rochester facility?
Well, children in secure training centres tend to be the most vulnerable children in secure facilities. Children can only go to prison service accommodation after they've reached the age of 15. So children below the age of 15, typically between 12 and 15, tend to be in secure training centres, or older children who are incredibly vulnerable, perhaps at suicide risk or with histories of abuse and self-harm.
So it really is a real mixture, and including those who have committed crime.
Oh, yes. It will only be children who've been convicted of criminal sentences, criminal offences, that are placed in secure training centres.
Let's take a look at the concerns that you have then, particularly about restraint. Sometimes people who are dangerously out of control have to be restrained. That's in order to protect them, isn't it? And the staff, of course, who work at those places.
Physical restraint in custody is sometimes necessary, and it is lawful where it is absolutely necessary. The problem is, and as we can see from the figures you've just quoted, it is used an awful lot, and there are real concerns that it is used when it is not absolutely necessary and it is used inappropriately. And it's those kinds of concerns where children feel that they have been restrained unlawfully and where they have no redress to an independent body. Now, that is completely in contrast to the position of adult offenders and less vulnerable children in prison service accommodation.
But we contacted G4RS today. They're the people who run it. They've told us that a monitor from the Youth Justice Board is based at the site in Rochester. Isn't that sufficient to deal with any complaints?
Absolutely not. The monitors are essentially employed by the Youth Justice Board. It is the Youth Justice Board that contracts with the private company to run the facility. By contrast, children in prison service accommodation can go to a completely independent watchdog. You know, for a child who feels that they have been abused or mistreated by staff, to have to go to the staff's employers, it is not going to fulfil the requirement, the legal requirement for an independent investigation.
We wanted them to be on the programme with us. They declined our interview request, but they did it offer this statement. I want you to have a listen to it and react after.
Where young people put the safety of themselves or the safety of other young people and staff at risk, government-approved restraint techniques may be used as a last resort where other forms of intervention have been exhausted. Our staff and management are rigorously held to account with Youth Justice Board monitors based at every site, and each has an annual unannounced inspection by Ofsted. Young people in our care can also use the independent advocacy service provided by Barnardo's and commissioned by the Youth Justice Board.
So picking up on those two points, an advocacy service and also that yearly visit from Ofsted, doesn't that do the job as well? That sounds to me like three different checks.
Absolutely not, because these are general inspections. They're not going to be dealing with individual complaints or accountability for individual instances. The independent advocacy service that's mentioned there is not something that's able to determine or make a finding about anything. It's something that can facilitate. But of course, in this case, there's nothing to facilitate too. There's no independent body that an advocate can help a child go to.
What are you expecting then the government to do? Because I know you're writing this open letter to them.
Yeah, well, actually, what I'm expecting them to do is what they themselves have said they ought to do for a very long time, which is to put in place an independent person or watchdog that these children and young people can complain to, which is exactly what happens for children in young offenders institutions, which is prison service accommodation.
We'll wait and see what happens. Laura Janes, thank you very much indeed for being with us, acting legal director of the Howard League for Penal Reform.